Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is the chairman of the board of Newport Board Group. He is the entrepreneur in residence at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at FSU. He is the author of No Man's Land, still one of the best books of this century, business books of this century, as far as I'm concerned. He's our good friend Doug Tatum. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Doug. So, Doug, we just came through what I'm calling the lost decade, at least out here on Main Street. Main Street had a lost decade from 07 to 17, 16, basically. Mm-hmm. And in the last 16 months or so, really for Main Street, only about a year or so, have we had a true bona fide expansion. Main Street kind of took a few months to kind of make sure it was going to stick to get real excited. But now we've had a full year of real expansion on Main Street. But in the meantime, a whole lot of money has been freeing up for a lot of different things. And you're right there in the crossroads where you're able to see. You've got some resources where you're able to see about how much money's out there chasing what kind of deals. Can you help us out and talk to us about what small business owners need to think about this?
Yeah, Jim, I appreciate that. So, yeah, I have for years, as you know, been working on helping establish what they call a time series database. That database tracks every company, your audience, all the way up to public companies for 20 years. It exists at the University of Wisconsin as the Business Dynamics Research Consortium. So as you can imagine, the opportunity to look at businesses and what's going on demographically over a 15 or 20 year period is just fascinating. One of the things I was able to do was in my previous role as chairman of a large association that was primarily private equity investment banking firms, was able to get the information on who was financing these companies meshed into this database. So whether they were venture capital financed, private equity financed, or publicly financed, I was able to compare those notes and then start tracking how much money is sitting out there. And I guess the biggest thing I could say, and we can talk a little bit about it, is there is an enormous amount, probably in the history of the world, of dry powder looking to invest in growing companies. And I think that'll have a unique impact on even small business.
Wow. Well, you know, could that coincide? Do you see, when I hear you talking about those kinds of implications, I want to overlay that on another thing that's happening right now that's never happened before, and that is the largest cohort of retiring business owners in the history of this country. The baby boomers, millions of baby boomers are looking to divest every day, every year, and that's just going to be increasing over the next 5 or 10 years. Do you see an overlaying of all that and an opportunity?
Yeah, well, in two different places. That's fascinating. One is that the private equity industry is about 1,200 investors. They have close to three-quarters of a trillion, with a T, dollars in dry powder. Now, what has happened is, in an abundance of capital and a low price of capital, the new financial norm is that it's cheaper to buy customers than it is to win them in the marketplace the old-fashioned way.
They already got a phone number. They already got a location. They already know who the people are.
What they call the platform. So what your audience will see out there is if a company is literally in the $25 million a year range, they're going to get started they'll start getting calls about being sold. And so to answer your question about the business turnover, I think it's going to happen at an ever increasing rate.
Mm-hmm.
Second to that is the notion of these retiring business people. I think it's a boon for a lot of the franchise companies.
Mm-hmm.
So what you end up having is a real, I call it a structural demographic shift, which has also got its issues. So, in other words, scale.
Well, hold on to that
matters.
Thought. Hold on to that thought. Yeah, that's what I'm, we come back after the break. I want to go into that because there are some other dynamics going on in the marketplace right now. Corporate America, Amazon, and companies like that, their technology, their information management is so much above, quantum leap above
correct.
Everybody else in the marketplace. There's going to be, need to be another layer of competition. I don't think Billy Joe Bob and
Lorraine
can keep up with them. I want your thoughts on that after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm right back with Doug Tatum. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.